This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
It is 8:05 at WCHL. We have 56 degrees in Chapel Hill, and look for a high today of about 75. Partly sunny skies. Big chance of rain coming tomorrow and tomorrow night. Franklin Street is well known in the Triangle as a Halloween hotspot. It's known all over North Carolina, in fact, but Chapel Hill is trying very hard to downsize the party more and more each year. WCHL's Kristen Ruffin reports.
The most worn costume on Franklin Street Thursday night may be a police uniform, but these officers won't be playing pretend.
We are bringing in several hundred officers from departments all over the Triangle area.
Chapel Hill Police Public Information Officer Sergeant Brian Walker says they're prepared for one of Chapel Hill's biggest parties of the year, but they're doing what they can to limit the guest list.
We've tried to reduce the size of the crowd, and we've been fairly successful in doing that over the last few years, and make it more of a local celebration. As much fun as it is to come to Franklin Street and see all the festivities, if you're coming from out of town, you're going to have a hard time getting here.
Shuttles to Franklin from outlying areas will be limited for crowd control. Sergeant Walker says each Halloween is planned around lessons learned in years past, and he asks that pre-Franklin partying be kept under control.
We would encourage everyone that is going to be drinking before they come to Franklin Street for Halloween to drink responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Stay with your friends.
Don't get separated and trust that companions will make it home on their own.
And please leave your exotic animals at home.
We have had a problem in years past with someone bringing a snake to an event like this, and when you're in that crowd and you're shoulder to shoulder trying to push through someone and you've got a snake hung around your neck, it tends to make people nervous.
But not just snakes. Thursday night is a no pets allowed event.
You can't bring animals in, even if it's a part of your costume.
Some other things Sergeant Walker says you should leave out of your bag of tricks and treats are weapons, fireworks, flammable substances, or anything that may be considered a threat to safety. But aside from all these rules put in place to protect you, Sergeant Walker says the Chapel Hill Police Department wants you to have a good time.
We're looking forward to this being another successful and safe Halloween in Chapel Hill.
Franklin Street will close to traffic and open its door for the annual costume party at 9 p.m. Roads reopen 2.5 hours later at 11:30. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It will be fun, but keep it safe, everybody. Chapel Hill police are looking for a man believed to have asked a young girl to get into his car. The incident happened on Nottingham Drive. Police received a report shortly after 5 p.m. on Tuesday of a male subject who drove up beside the 12-year-old girl riding her bicycle. He then asked her to get into his car. She rode away from the suspect. The suspect also drove away in his car. The man was described as an Hispanic male between 28 and 32 years of age, short hair and a beard. She reported that he was of medium build, wearing a gray or white shirt. The vehicle has been described as an older red car. If you see a vehicle or driver matching this description, please call 911. Hillsborough Mayor and candidate for re-election Tom Stevens says growth is inevitable. He's happy with the processes that are already in place to help keep the authentic small-town character of Hillsborough going forward. WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Mayor Stevens about his seeking re-election and how he believes he can best serve the town.
Tom, what do you believe is the number one issue in your town that needs to be addressed?
Absolutely, the number one issue continues to be how do we preserve the great things about Hillsborough as we move forward into the 21st century. We have a wonderful small town character that is authentic. We are going to be growing, so how do we carry that authentic small town character forward?
And in a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues that come up in the time?
Well, a lot of it is we have a strategic plan. We have a good infrastructure in place. We have a sense of the big things that we know that are enduring about Hillsborough. That's our history. That's our arts. That's the diversity. And it's the connectivity, it's the sense of identification, it's our neighborhoods, and particularly not only just the downtown area, but all the surrounding neighborhoods like Beckett's Ridge or Cornwallis Hills and Fairview, West Hillsborough. All that is important, so people feel like it's part of the town. So with that, I say core understanding about what's enduring about Hillsborough, we try to add new developments and new things to Hillsborough that I want to say contribute to the community, that add to the fabric of the community, and help it grow in a way that still keeps a unique character, but is very modern.
We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, who is running unopposed for re-election. How, as mayor, are you going to make sure that all the voices of the town are heard?
Now, I really think that is the mayor's job as much as is anybody else. I'm a professional facilitator, and I think probably the thing that I've contributed most already to the town board, to public hearings, to the sense of is including many voices. So that's a matter of being patient, of really trying to understand diverse opinions. I think it's also elevating the process. Our baseline process in America is not to settle things with violence, but to do it with the vote. And if you can take that one step up, it's not are you for something or against something, but what is it that we're trying to accomplish? And we have done that in a lot of our public decision making, of not, are you for this development or against it, but what is it that we want? And usually craft something that when it's all said and done, everybody on council can support, and generally we have very widespread support in the community for the direction that we're going as well.
And how do you feel the town's relationship is with Orange County, and where could there be improvements there?
Oh, well, it's one of those things. I think we have a very good relationship and can always be improved. Partly we all go about our business somewhat separately, and then we suddenly bump up against each other. Sometimes just in little things. We put a sign down where, somebody noticed that this is a historical artifact ought to be. And, how do we not know and talk to each other? But our staffs work well together, and our elected officials have good communication. So I regularly... I have a chance to chat with Barry Jacobs, or the chair of the county commissioners. And again, I think we set the right tone, then our staffs can also make connections.
Once again, that is Mayor Tom Stevens of Hillsborough, who is running without opposition, speaking with Rand Northam. You can hear the whole interview by viewing this story on our website at chapelborough.com. And between now and Election Day, WCHL continues to preview each of the local candidates one-on-one. 4 days remain in the early voting period. There doesn't seem to be a lot of hurry for folks getting to the polls. The second and final full week of early voting started out stronger than the first, with 128 people casting their ballots Monday. 140 people voted on Tuesday, sending the total past 1,000. The Seymour Senior Center is averaging just less than 60 voters a day as the most popular location by far. Carborough Town Hall comes in second with about half that number. For a list of polling locations and their times that they're open, visit our Election Central at chapelborough.com. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue says there's more that can be done to bring down the property crimes here in Chapel Hill.
We're focusing our efforts on property crime and residential break-ins and car break-ins and those kinds of things that, in the absence of very serious violent crime, it's about as serious as it gets when somebody breaks into your home. So we're spending a lot of time working on those cases right now.
Chief Blue says the local increase in property-based crimes, including burglary, larceny, and motor vehicle theft, is actually following a national trend. News 14 Carolinas released a story on Wednesday showing Cary with the lowest crime rate in the United States last year. The state's largest town, with more than 140,000 people, Cary, had a crime rate of 14.35 per 1,000 people last year. Chapel Hill's crime rate, by comparison, last year was 26.96, with just less than 60,000 people here. Of that rate, nearly 1.5 crimes per 1,000 people were considered violent crimes: murder, rape, robbery, or aggravated assault. And that's a low number.
We're certainly pleased, and I think, again, there are a lot of factors that go into those low numbers. And I think our challenge and our interest is to keep them trending down, and I hope we'll be successful there, and that we're working very hard to maintain high visible presence in our community.
He says the most important thing he hopes people will understand is that the 911 system is a valuable part of police work, and without the help from the public, the police wouldn't be able to completely keep everyone safe.
No matter how good our police officers are, They'll never know your neighborhood as well as you do. They'll never know your workplace as well as you do. Having a community that's willing to call 911 and trust that we're going to come out and do the right things, that's a goal that I think we will always work towards.
To see a table breaking down the crimes of Chapel Hill and other towns and cities in North Carolina, you can view this story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. It's 8:16 at WCHL, and time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Likely to be kind of a crazy night over there, too, at Southern Rail tonight. Halloween. Now, with your Halloween morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Still monitoring that vehicle fire, the truck fire near Mebane, as it's still causing heavy delays on I-85 North. That's I-40 heading eastbound. It's right around exit 157. Again, I-85 North, I-40 eastbound. Seeing delays there, an earlier truck fire today. 15501 northbound and southbound seeing stop-and-go traffic, but delays here and there. Just moderate delays all the way between NC 86 and the Ephesus Church Road area, but spotty as that goes. So slowdowns there. Be on the lookout again. 15501 northbound and southbound between NC 86 and Ephesus Church Road. Eastbound and westbound on NC 54, also seeing delays between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do it safely.
Well, thanks, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro Weather, presented by Southern Season. Now's your last chance to sign up for the homebrew contest at southernseason.com. The beer extravaganza is November 9th with prizes, music, snacks, and sampling of local brews. Southern Season, University Mall in Chapel Hill. It is 59 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, high today about 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of an isolated shower after midnight, overnight low 62, just a 20% chance of rain, but tomorrow that will increase to a 70% chance. Tomorrow, showers likely, probably in the afternoon, high tomorrow about 72, and again, a 70% chance of rain tomorrow night, and cooler with a low down in the low 50s.
Ron Stuntz in the morning and progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:18. Sylvia Hatchell continues her battle with leukemia, and on Wednesday she tweeted a photo to show fans she hasn't lost her spirit or her fight. The tweet says, "Hello again, Tar Heel. We had a shave my head party with the doctors and nurses tonight. Miss you guys and my team." The picture shows the back of Sylvia Hatchell's shaved head with Go Heels and a Tar Heel footprint painted in Carolina blue. You can see the picture by viewing this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitz Lumber and Hardware in Carrboro. And I'm Ron Stutz. Red Sox fans celebrating in the streets. They're probably still celebrating around Fenway Park. The Red Sox won the World Series last night, beating the St. Louis Cardinals 6-1 in Game 6. Boston needed that. That was basically the overall feeling after the Boston Marathon. People still will and never recover from that. And this was a big lift for the whole city. And Red Sox fans all over the place. Red Sox have now won 3 World Series in a decade, but this is the first time they've clinched one at Fenway Park in 95 years. Congratulations to all the Red Sox fans this morning. We're just a couple of days out from game day in Raleigh. Tar Heels will be looking to make it 2 wins in a row against North Carolina State. How pumped up is this football team? WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
The Tar Heels have been out on the practice fields all week, tirelessly preparing for their in-state rivalry contest against the Wolfpack. Bragging rights are on the line, and tailback TJ Logan says he feels there is added incentive this week, because with this game, it's personal.
I feel like this one's kind of more personal because it's like in our state, so I mean, this is more personal, so because we know a lot, some of these guys know each other, they grew up with them, so, and I hung out with a couple of guys, so I mean, it's kind of more for bragging rights, kind of, if you want to say.
Logan says head coach Larry Fedora emphasizes the magnitude of the NC State game long before the rivalry week rolls around. And to add fuel to the fire, Logan says Coach Fedora does a little interior decorating to the locker room featuring the color red.
Definitely, well, he emphasizes it a lot in our locker room. There's a lot of NC State stuff, so we just trying to, I guess they're trying to make us make sure that we know this is the biggest game that's going to happen on Saturday. So
quarterback Marquise Williams says he has been working hard to sharpen his passing efficiency to grow the coaching staff's belief in his abilities to run the up-tempo offense.
I just worked hard at what I need to improve at, you know, as passing the football and accuracy and stuff like that, you know, to make them believe. And that's the main key I've been working on, just being what I need to do and doing my job as the backup and when I have my time to perform and just execute what I need to do.
Williams oozes with confidence when you talk with him. He says he feels no one can stop him in the red zone and that he is excited to score a couple touchdowns at Carter-Finley Stadium this weekend in front of a hostile crowd.
Oh, man, I'm going to be really hyped about it because, I mean, in the red zone, I feel like nobody can stop me in the red zone. And playing at Carter-Finley, I mean, it's something unbelievable. Fans are hostile and they're very excited the game. But so I just hope I can get up in the end zone a couple times against them and feel come out and we can get a W at the Carter.
Offensive coordinator Blake Anderson says the Wolfpack defense presents some matchup problems for his offense. He says the size of the NC State front line is threatening.
Obviously, you know, the effort will be phenomenal on Saturday. So, yeah, they're big. There's going to be some matchup issues we're going to have to deal with. And we got to utilize some tempo and some change of pace to help us there. But they're big and they're physical up front. I think their fronts are where their strength is at. But even in the back end, safeties and corners are long, they're tall, rangy. So we'll be able to get their hands on you. We've got to do a good job of battling one-on-one.
You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL's pregame coverage of Carolina and NC State begins Saturday morning at 9 o'clock with our exclusive countdown to kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. I'll be there for that. We'll have a full day of Carolina football coverage for you right here on WCHL. Right now, we're joined by Dave Glenn of ACC Sports Journal and Dave Glenn Radio Show. And Dave, North Carolina and North Carolina State, you don't really need to say much more about that, but how are you looking at the matchups in this game and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, obviously both are scratching and clawing to find any victories they can get because both are entering this game with losing records, and that's not something that generally gets the nation's attention. But all these players, so many people in this state care a lot. I look first at the quarterbacks, and the reason I think UNC has the edge this year in Raleigh is that both Bryn Renner as a senior and even Marquise Williams, who's getting more playing time now as an underclassman, have proven that they can do well against quality opposition. And at NC State, you had Pete Thomas, who was not very good for most of his time as the starter, and we really don't know what we're going to get in terms of Brandon Mitchell, because he got hurt in the first game of the season, and his only other game was kind of in a tidal wave loss to Florida State. So the unpredictability factor is there for the Wolfpack offense, and I think the Tar Heels have shown that they're a little bit more well-balanced than the Pack is, at least at this time in the season.
I love hearing the comments of Marquise Williams just a moment ago on this story before we join you, saying that he wanted to get into the end zone a couple of times on Saturday against State. That's a lot of confidence.
Yeah, it is, and I'll tell you what, a curiosity in this game, just statistically, is that the team that has rushed for more yards has won 19 of the last 21 matchups between the Wolfpack and the Tar Heels. Now, the Tar Heels are not great at rushing the ball this year, but the quarterback, Marquise Williams, when he's in the game, certainly can help in that regard. So can freshman T.J. Logan, sometimes Romar Morris or A.J. Blue. The Wolfpack has a guy named Shadrack Thornton who's done good things at times, but that's a pretty powerful statistical oddity there. 19 of the last 21 UNC State meetings have been won by the team that ends up with the rushing advantage. Maybe Marquise Williams will end up tilting that scale toward UNC.
Well, of course, at the beginning of the season, the Tar Heels had big hopes of going to a bowl game, particularly since they couldn't do that last year. And things have gone awry, but the Tar Heels got a quality win last Saturday against Boston College. What are your thoughts on Carolina's legitimate chances of making it into a postseason bowl?
Well, here's the reality. In the first half of the season, the regular season schedule, South Carolina, Georgia Tech, ECU, Virginia Tech, Miami, the five losses, those are all against teams that are probably in the top 50 in the country. The second half of the schedule, Boston College, NC State, Virginia, Pittsburgh, Old Dominion, and Duke, maybe only the Blue Devils deserve to be considered among the top 50 teams in the country. So statistically, in terms of the win-loss record of your opponent and in every other way, UNC's second half schedule is not nearly as challenging as its first half schedule. So if you can go 5-1 in the second half after going 1-5 in the first half, you're bowl eligible. And that is certainly achievable for UNC if they play in the spirit and as well and with the attention to detail that they did against Boston College last week.
Makes a lot of sense. Dave Glenn, always good to talk to you, and have a great day, and be safe on Halloween.
Thank you, Ron. Enjoy the games.
That is Dave Glenn, the ACC Sports Journal, and Dave Glenn Show on the radio. And Carolina versus NC State on Saturday. Game time is 12:30. Our coverage once again starts at 9 o'clock in the morning. Fetzer Field is set for a Halloween showdown tonight between the number 4 Tar Heel women's soccer team and the surging Duke Blue Devils. It's Carolina's regular season finale. Tar Heels are 15-3, looking to build off the momentum of a thrilling overtime win at Wake Forest on Sunday. But the team faces Duke, that's been playing very well. They're 8-6-4 overall, one of the hottest teams in the league. They've won 3 straight. Head coach Anson Dorrance says the ACC is a dogfight right now. He says he knows the Tar Heels will have their hands full this evening against Duke on this special Halloween night game.
Well, the Duke team has an incredible attack. And we've recruited all those girls. I mean, honestly, in recruiting the last 4 or 5 years, Duke has won 5 out of the 6 head-to-head battles. So they have an excellent team, and we know that, and we respect them. So I think this is going to be a heck of a game.
That game starts at 7 o'clock tonight, the big rivalry contest. You can hear it right here on 97.9 FM WCHL. It's 8:27.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Unless they can pull a trick-or-treat, the Panthers are not going to the playoffs. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Happy Halloween to y'all, and booyah! The surprise story this week is whether the Carolina Panthers are going to treat us to a rare playoff appearance, or all the excitement is just a big trick. I think the latter, and here is why. The Cats from Charlotte are 4-3, but have beaten a bunch of ghosts with a combined winning total of 6 games. The Giants, whom the Panthers shut out for their first win, have managed 2 W's in 8 games. The Vikings, their second win, still has only 1 victory on the season. St. Louis is probably their best win, but after losing quarterback Sam Bradford, is on hold with 3. And, of course, the Tampa Bay Bucks are still 0-4 at 7 and counting. So before you reserve your playoff tickets and make plans for a trip to New York for the Super Bowl, let's take a sobering look at the rest of the Panthers' schedule, which begins Sunday with a home game against Atlanta. The Falcons were supposedly a contender for the Lombardi Trophy, but have been stuck in their own foul do with a 2-5 record. They are much better than that and will start to show it one of these Sundays, maybe this one. Then comes a trip to Candlestick to play the 49ers, and you can forget about that one. The Panthers have a much better chance of beating Tom Brady and the Patriots the following Monday night in Charlotte. But by then, the Pats will be in their own second-half push for the playoffs. 2 of the Panthers' more winnable games follow with a trip to Miami and the home rematch with the hapless Bucks, who by then may have Dave Wannstedt or Butch Davis as their new head coach. The last 4 games feature home-and-home with the Saints, the defensively tough Jets in Charlotte, and the regular season-ending trip to Atlanta. With 4 or 5 other teams contending for the second NFC wildcard spot behind either San Fran or Seattle, the Panthers will have to finish at least 9-7 to have a chance. So that means going 5-4 against the scheduled outlined above. Doable? Yes. Probable? No. Unless, of course, they all don Halloween masks and, boo, begin looking like the Denver Broncos. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Direct from Broadway comes the breathtaking new musical, Ghost. Relive the romance, the magic, and the iconic moments from the beloved film in a live production unlike anything seen on stage before. Believe in love. Believe in fate. Believe in forever. Ghost, the musical.
SunTrust Broadway at DPAC opens November 12th for 8 great shows. Tickets at DPACNC.com.
Mama Div's Kitchen, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1976, is a one-of-a-kind family restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Mama Div's Southern-style menu features your choice of 18 fresh vegetables, homemade breads and desserts, and entrees to die for, including Mama Div's famous fried chicken, voted best in America by Food & Wine Online. And this fall, you can order picnic baskets for tailgating. For yours, call Mama Dips at 942-5837 or go to mamadips.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by your friends at the Carolina Inn. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. 60 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, high today in the middle 70s. All important weather for tonight. Mostly cloudy, isolated showers possible probably after midnight. Just a 20% chance of rain, though, so looks good for Halloween trick-or-treaters. Our overnight low tonight, about 62 degrees.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heels Station.
News update, I'm Dave Barrett. More on what happened before the healthcare.gov website rollout.
When the testing finally took place in late September, the testers started trying to create an application. Just a couple of pages into the process, everything ground to a stop, says one source. It froze. It couldn't go forward. It crashed.
That's correspondent Cheryl Atkinson.
We've learned that the website failed with just a small test pool of 200 to 300 people. The test pool included employees from the government and Obamacare insurance companies.
And Cheryl Atkinson told CBS This Morning.
A couple of days later, testers tried again and had a similar outcome. They were never able to successfully browse plans for cost estimates. It was unequivocally clear from testing this wasn't ready, says a source close to the testing.
By early December, the Obama administration says that's when the website should be fully operational. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's 832, 61 degrees in Chapel Hill, and WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. Franklin Street is well known in the Triangle and all over North Carolina as a Halloween destination, but Chapel Hill is trying very hard to downsize this party more and more each year. They make it really hard to get in here if you're coming from all over town. Shuttles to Franklin from outlying areas will be limited for crowd control. That will certainly hold down the folks coming in from out of town as well. Franklin Street will close to traffic and open its door for the annual costume party at 9 p.m. Roads will reopen 2.5 hours later at 11:30. That's another thing they've done to curtail the crowd and the late night partying, ending it at 11:30 instead of midnight. Former chief of the South Orange Rescue Squad, Ray DeFries, died on Monday this week of cancer at the age of 60. Chief of the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Dan Jones, knew him well. He said that Ray DeFries will be remembered for his dedication and more than 40 years of service to our community. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
Ray's going to be very, very missed by a lot of us for a long time. He's just that kind of person you don't ever forget.
That's Chief Jones. A native of Rochester, New York, DeFries moved to Chapel Hill in 1960. After graduating from Chapel Hill High School in 1971, DeFries became one of the founding members of the South Orange Rescue Squad located in Carborough. He served as chief from 1984 until 2004 and remained with the squad until earlier this year, even while battling cancer.
I don't think there was a special event in this community, Chapel Hill or Carborough, in the last 30 years, whether it was a 4th of July or a Final Four celebration or a football game, a UNC basketball game, a Halloween, that Ray wasn't there as part of the EMS coverage.
Current chief of the South Orange Rescue Squad, Matthew Mosey, said DeFries enjoyed working with UNC students during their EMT training.
The number of members that have come through the doors of South Orange Rescue Squad, either as community members or as students that have gone on later to be doctors, nurses, PAs, I would guess, but I couldn't even be close to begin to tell you the number of lives that he affected.
Jones said that DeFries was known for his swift response time in emergency situations.
He could get to any part of that stadium faster than the young crews that were assigned in that section of the stadium could get there. And it was always a marvel to us. We couldn't figure out how he did that or how he knew where to get in that stadium faster than anybody else, but he could.
When Jones moved to the area in 1990, he said DeFries served as his mentor. Known for his warm and welcoming personality, DeFries was often spotted wearing suspenders, even under his uniform.
And the other thing was he would say, all right. And he had a way of saying all right that didn't matter what we were dealing with or what the situation was or if it was a big winter storm, he'd go, all right.
One of DeFries' favorite things to do was cooking for his friends and family. Jones said that during his later years of service, DeFries would often grill for all responders on duty. DeFries is survived by his wife of 29 years, Pamela, his daughter Natalie, and his son Jonathan Ray. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We will all miss Ray DeFries, and he was only 60 years old. It's 8:36 at WCHL. On a brighter note, we have passed the halfway point in the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. We've been selecting finalists each week from our 38 sponsor locations and getting call-in finalists. Are you one of our lucky finalists? You can be a finalist more than once, and you want to be, because the more times you're a finalist, the greater your chance at winning our grand prize to New York City and Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play basketball. Increase your odds of being a finalist more than once by entering at every location once a week until November 5th at locations including Glass Half Full, Great Outdoor Provision Company, Grimble Jewelers, Homestead Senior Care, Jersey Mike's, Louise Beck Properties, Mama Dips, Moe's Bottle Shop, Venable, The Entry, and so many more. Don't forget to enter at our website, chapelbro.com, and on Chapel Bro's Facebook page. More ways you can be a finalist. Let's get a call-in finalist right now. In fact, let's get two. I will take caller number 8 and caller number 9 to qualify. Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL.
October is National Cancer Awareness Month, and Performance Subaru is proud to support Chapel Hill's UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center all month long. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru. For every car we sell this month, we will donate $10 per car we sell. Isn't it nice to know that your Subaru purchase this month will help raise money for cancer research and cancer patient support? Lease a new 2014 Subaru Legacy 2.5i for $179 per month. October is also a great month to celebrate certified pre-owned Subarus. There are plenty of reasons to fall in love with a certified pre-owned Subaru, including the 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain plan and factory-backed coverage. And you can get financing as low as 0.99% APR financing for up to 48 months during the Love Strikes Twice event, now through the 31st.
Stock number D4057 EEA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $29.99 due at signing excludes $1,000 lease and excludes tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Based on MRSP of 210.90 and selling price of $199.51. $0 security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 10/31/2013.
Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients at their University Square office. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, a 1984 UNC graduate, Richard Wagner, and newest partner Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. They look forward to their upcoming relocation to the iconic former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. Visit KennedyDentalGroup.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Rick Steinbacher. If you're hungry for nostalgia and food, Chapel Hill has the edge on all others. You can visit Sutton's Drugstore. It's a living museum in all the best ways. And if your photo makes it to the wall there, your life's work is done. There's Four Corners, a classic bar and grill serving sandwiches named for legendary Tar Heels like the Fabulous Phil and the Slammin' Sam. Chapel Hill, an edgy community that bleeds Carolina blue.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
All right, 8:39 at WCHL. Congratulations to a couple of qualifiers in our contest, the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway presented by Seagraves Insurance. Caller number 8 was David Staley, and caller number 9, Randy Whitley. David Staley lives in Hillsboro. Randy Whitley lives in Chapel Hill. They're both qualified to win in the Big Apple Giveaway, and you'll get your chance this afternoon with Aaron Keck right here on WCHL. For all the details and a list of all the sponsor locations, you can go to our website at chapelbro.com.
Now is your chance to live the life of luxury at holiday time. Hi, this is Michelle from the Carolina Inn, and this holiday season, you, your family, and friends can stay at the world-famous Carolina Inn with rates starting at just $109. The Carolina Inn is a tradition like no other, and now better than ever after being fully renovated. We invite you to enjoy afternoon tea, unprecedented service, and our award-winning restaurant, all at our best rates of the year. Book now at carolinainn.com and spend the holidays at the Carolina Inn.
Hello, Eddie.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver. My, doesn't your home look lovely?
Why, thank you, Eddie. The brokers from Terra Nova were here staging our home.
Staging? Are you putting on a play?
No, Eddie. Staging means getting our home to look its very best. The professionals at Terra Nova sure know what they're doing.
That's neat.
Would you like to stay for dinner, Eddie? We're having roast beef.
No, thank you, Mrs. Cleaver. We're having squab, and I need to tell my folks all about the awesome brokers at Terra Nova.
Online at terranovaglobal.com.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal, like zero down and just $259 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point, now with service on Sundays.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
You may already know that AT&T is the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And now, independent third-party research has confirmed that AT&T is also the most reliable 4G LTE network. But what does that mean for you? Whether you're connecting with family and friends, getting the job done at work, or simply looking for entertainment, you want a wireless network you can count on. That's why AT&T built the nation's fastest 4G LTE network. And we're not the only ones saying it. PC Magazine recently ranked AT&T's LTE network as the fastest overall, and PC World stated that AT&T's LTE service is the fastest 2 years running. Not surprisingly, that same lightning-fast network is now the most reliable as well. AT&T, the nation's fastest and now most reliable 4G LTE network. Rethink possible. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Speed claim based on national carrier's average 4G LTE download speed. Reliability claim based on data transfer completion rates on nationwide 4G LTE networks. 4G LTE not available everywhere.
8:43 at WCHL. Today's commentary on the way from Raleigh, Mann, in just a moment here. Also, what you're saying on the street. Right now we have a special guest in the studio, Greg Wallachuk of Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Morning, Greg.
Hey, happy Halloween, Ron.
Great Halloween mask you're wearing today.
Thanks. Unfortunately, this is the real one, but I saw you do have a Halloween mask.
Yes, I do, but, you know, yeah, I've had this mask for years, but it's like an old man, but every year it gets less and less of a stretch.
Gets younger.
I'm serious, man. I'm beginning to look more and more like that mask. But you, of course, have Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and we know that Dickie's Barbecue Pit is one of our locations for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple Giveaway. And every time we call for qualifiers on the air, people go crazy calling in. We just got a couple more qualifiers, and somebody's going to get a great trip. They can come by your store and register, right?
Absolutely. Stop by for lunch, dinner, and we'd love to have you register and be the winner. That's what we want, is the winner in our location.
Well, Dickie's Barbecue Pit is a great place to go for Halloween. Why?
Well, today we're going to do a special deal, very similar to what we do on Sundays. Kids will eat free if they're in costume today. So you can trick-or-treat, and if your kid 12 or under is in costume, free.
That is today or tonight?
Today or tonight. And we're doing a deal for adults as well. So if you're an adult, and this will be one of the few times we'll actually let you combine offers, but if you're an adult, in costume, even if you have a kid, we'll give you a free dessert, banana pudding, chocolate cake, whatever you want.
Fantastic, and they're all good. Who came up with this cool idea?
You know, I am not sure. I think we thought about it a few years ago, and it's just become a tradition, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, tell us more about, we talked about dining in or taking out every day, and we just so happens that we have this big football game. You probably heard about it. North Carolina and North Carolina State coming up on Saturday.
Absolutely. I'm not joking. That I've got a kid that's graduated from both of them, and we fight in the house all the time.
Yeah, really?
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, I've got a couple of North Carolina State graduates in my house, too. Well, one of them is not in the house anymore. She graduated. What's happening on Saturday, and what should folks do if they want to get ready for eating at the game or before the game?
You know, it's always a crazy time for us, especially with a big game like we have coming up this weekend. Order in advance. Call us today. Call us tomorrow. If you want racks of ribs, meat by the pound, family packs, load it up. We'll smoke it all overnight, nice and tender, and that way you can tailgate and relax and enjoy the game.
Now, I know after this special Halloween deal is over, what else do you have coming up soon at Dickie's Barbecue Pit?
We're actually starting to take orders for Thanksgiving, believe it or not. I know it's a little late in November this year, but we have Cajun fried turkeys, whole smoked turkeys, and hams. And basically, we can cook your dinner for you. You bring it home, just bring up the temperature. Yeah. And we sell out every year.
Wow, fantastic. You know, next time I go on vacation, why don't you just come in and do the morning show? Because you're on pretty often with
be
us.
Be the chef.
We could have Dickie's Barbecue Pit for everybody free all day.
I'll lock the doors now, Ron.
Hey, you are, of course, one of our great sponsor locations, as we mentioned, for the big contest going on right now. But you always say you're between Chapel Hill and Durham because you're really on the Chapel Hill side. Off Mount Moriah Road in Durham. How do you tell folks to get there?
I usually say if you know where the Walmart is on 15501, we're the next center over behind the Verizon store.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of activity right there at that intersection, and you know, you can't miss it. Dickie's Barbecue Pit is the place that you need to go if you want some good barbecue and coleslaw and all the stuff that goes along with it. Great sides. And you can go there for lunch today. Choose from 8 different juicy smoked meats and all those great fresh sides. And don't forget the Halloween deal, once again, which is?
Kids in costume eat free today with an adult meal purchase. And adults, if they get a one meat plate, they get a free dessert today. So we hope to see you in and celebrate Halloween.
I'll see you later on in the day.
Thanks, Ron. Take care.
Thank you very much. Greg from Dickie's Barbecue Pit on WCHL. It is 8:47.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. A few weeks ago, my bride Betsy was operated on at North Carolina Women's Hospital in Chapel Hill. After surgery, she was moved to a room that looked as if it belonged in a fine hotel, even to the book in the bedside nightstand. This wasn't a complete Bible, but a copy of the New Testament and Psalms, and that got us to thinking. No doubt a Christian could find comfort reading from this familiar book, but suppose the patient using this room was not a Christian. There was no Quran, no Torah or Old Testament, no Book of Mormon, nothing about Scientology, no teachings of Buddha, no science and health, just a New Testament and Psalms. According to the New York Times, the Gideons, who've placed Bibles in hotel rooms for many years, have lots of company. Other faith organizations have gotten into that act, and the diversity of religious material in hotels is growing. Several thousand hotels in the United States carry copies of The Teaching of Buddha. Christian Science material is found in some California hotels. If you stayed in a Marriott hotel, you know that you're going to find a Book of Mormon in your room. The chain's founder was Mormon. Muslims do not try to put the Quran in hotel rooms because guests might take it to the bathroom or some other improper place, according to a prominent imam in New York. Most Muslims memorize at least the Quran's opening chapter, which must be recited during each of the 5 prescribed daily prayers. Hospital rooms and hotel rooms are different in important ways, of course, but in both of them, their occupants change almost daily, and they bring with them different faith traditions and beliefs, particularly in such a community as ours. Wouldn't it be great if every patient could open that nightstand and find reading material that supports his or her particular beliefs? That surely would help the healing process. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street.
I'm Brian Aloisi. With several sources of information on candidates available in the area, we hit the streets to find out. How do you find information on candidates during elections?
My name's Rebecca, and I live in Carrboro. I think it's good to read a lot of different perspectives, so the Indy, the papers given out by the different parties, and also on the internet.
Mac, I live in Chapel Hill. Internet. Just Google mostly, yeah.
My name is Tim O'Leary. I live in Carrboro. I would, you know, Google them and kind of see what comes up and go from there.
I'm Carla, and I live in Chapel Hill. Usually I'll just, like, Google their names online, and I'll look at their, like, platforms or their, like, information.
My name is Derek Holmgren, and I live in Carrboro. Look them up online on their websites, and otherwise, League of Women Voters always has useful information on who's running for what.
How do you find information on local candidates?
My name is Les Fry, and I live here in Carrboro. Well, I know some of the local candidates, so it's not very hard to get information about them, except for the newer candidates. And for them, I would either depend on the independent or on the radio.
Diana Hirsch, Chapel Hill. For the independent and neighborhood emails.
My name is Kenneth Perry, and I live in Carrboro, North Carolina. Honestly, I head down to independent bookstore or Reader Street just because that's where the thinkers are. And, I mean, why read the newspaper when you can get information from the people and also their input and also from what they've heard?
Sherston Freskin and Carrboro. The independent is a big part of it, actually. And sometimes I go to candidate forums.
I'm Sved Derderian, I live in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. To tell you the truth, I think that the channels of finding information are not very sophisticated around here. What I do is I see names that people advertise in front of their houses, and then I go online and look up information about these specific individuals to know what their stances are. And so
that's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
All right, 8:51 at WCHL, running a little behind, but we need to take another look at traffic this morning on WCHL because of some problems. Rand?
I do want to say one thing first. Chapelboro.com/Election Central.
Yeah, I mean, what's wrong with these people? These people live in Minnesota or something?
I know our listeners are faithful to it, and maybe we just picked all that weren't listeners. So,
yeah, really.
15501 North. Actually, let's start on I-40 and I-85. I-85 northbound, which is also I-40 eastbound, right around exit 187, or excuse me, 157. That's right around Mebane Oaks Road area. A bad accident earlier. A truck fire closing down three lanes. It's still stopping traffic right now out in that area, and I'm looking at least a mile worth of backup, probably 2 miles at this point, man. And traffic is just stop and go there, so do not head in that direction if you can. Also, 15501 northbound, some heavy delays between NC 86 and Manning Drive, 15501 northbound and southbound between Estes Drive and I-40 seeing delays, and NC 54 eastbound and westbound between 15501 and I-40 seeing delays right now as well. People trying to get off to work, maybe some trying to get home, wherever you're going, please do it safely all throughout the day today. Please travel safe tonight for your Halloween travelings as well. And remember, there will be trick-or-treaters out tonight, so please just mind the trick-or-treaters. Go slowly, especially in neighborhoods. That would be the absolute worst thing for Halloween, is for one of them to get hit.
Yeah.
So please be careful tonight. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, any accidents or delays that we need to report, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. You can give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, and thanks very much, and happy Halloween.
Thank you. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. It is 62 degrees, partly sunny, high today about 75. Tonight, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain, low tonight in the low 60s. If the rain comes, it'll probably be after midnight. Tomorrow, showers likely to the tune of about 70%. Also, tomorrow night, 70% chance of rain. High tomorrow in the low 70s.
But Margaret, I thought they celebrated Day of the Dead in Mexico, not Halloween.
Right again, Ron. So at Margaret's Cantina, we celebrate both holidays. We'll pay tribute to Dia de los Muertos during the first week of November. Look for an altar with candles, flowers, skeletons, special food. The idea is to welcome deceased relatives back home for a day. It's a good way to remember and honor loved ones.
Margaret's Cantina, serving lunch weekdays and dinner Monday through Saturday, and now serving Sunday supper 4 to 8 p.m.
Atlantic Tire and Service is your exclusive Durham, Cary, and Raleigh locations to enter the Continental Tire Basketball Big Apple Giveaway. Plus, get the best prices on Continental and other name brand tires. Locally owned and operated, Atlantic Tire has built its business on three words: trust, service, commitment. Ask any employee about the secret to their success, and the answer is simple. It's all about customer service. Atlantic Tire strives to make it a comfortable, confident experience. Visit AtlanticTireOnline.com for the nearest store and register to win a trip to see the Tar Heels play.
Fall is here, and that means back to school, back to cool weather, and back to the old routine.
Yeah, but who needs it?
Spice up your home this fall with a redesign project from Best Tile. Our designers are ready to guide you through the process from start to finish so you can make your remodeling dream a reality. At Best Tile, we can't change the seasons, but we can change your home. Best Tile, local store, global selection. At the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, or online at besttile.com.
This year, Broadway's best new love story, Ghosts the Musical, will be performed at DPAC November 12th through 17th, based on the Oscar-winning movie Ghost. The show follows a couple whose connection takes a shocking turn after one of them dies. Tickets can be purchased at Ticketmaster or the DPAC Ticket Center. Go to dpacnc.com for all the details. This week only, you'll be able to call in and qualify as a finalist to win a grand prize of a DPAC VIP package on WCHL, including a couple of premium seats, VIP parking, plus a $50 dinner gift card. The winner to be drawn on Friday. You can be the sixth caller right now at 919-929-WCHL to qualify as a finalist. Caller number six. You can also enter to win tickets to Ghost on WCHL's Facebook page. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call right now. Caller number six.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Elaine O'Neill is a Chapel Hill artist. Right now, she's using her talents to help raise money for UNC Lineberger and the North Carolina Cancer Center.
A lot of people have been helping Lineberger raise money. How have you been collaborating with this wonderful local organization?
Well, for the past 4 years, I've created a special calendar featuring North Carolina scenes where proceeds from the sales go to the North Carolina Cancer Hospital in Lineberger.
Mm-hmm. You have on so many great local causes. I mean, you're doing this kind of stuff all the time.
Well, I love this community and this town and feel really blessed to be a part of it.
Because she's always community-minded, Elaine O'Neill is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Elaine, where can people get this calendar?
Well, it's on my website, elaineoneill.com. Lineberger has them for sale. They're available around town in various locations: Thimble Pleasures, Flyleaf Books, Johnny T-Shirt, Frank, Lynn's Hallmark, Southern Season, the North Carolina Crafts Gallery.
You have just a unique type of art. It is textile collages. How do you go about creating these things? It's fantastic.
Well, thank you. I start with a picture or go to that place in person, create a rough sketch, and then I have a huge selection of fabrics that I kind of pull together to create a palette of colors that is pleasing. Mm-hmm. And then working by the sketch, I just start cutting. And it's a layering process. They're quirky and colorful, and, you know, I create them really to make people happy and smile. And
it is really cool to hook up with Lineberger and the North Carolina Cancer Center to help them raise money, while at the same time, you're taking advantage of your talents in order to help them raise money, and that's terrific.
Thank you.
You have a lot of special events coming up, a calendar kickoff party very soon. When is that?
That's this weekend. It's the Orange County Artists Guild Open Studio Tour, so I'm having an open studio and open house full of original artwork, and the calendars will be on display. The original originals, the sketches, and lots of other artwork from Goodnight Carolina, just cards and prints and that kind of thing. So that's the kickoff for the calendar season. And then we're having a calendar signing event at the North Carolina Cancer Hospital on November 13th. Another fun event on November 15th called the Hip Happy Holiday Show with four other local artists. And then for the month of December, all the calendar originals will be hanging at Crook's Corner.
Elaine O'Neill, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Congratulations, Joan McCullen, who called in and got qualified to win that D-Pack giveaway. Go to our Facebook page to find out more.
Happy Halloween! 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.